Welcome to the Edu All-Stars Podcast.
Hey guys, and welcome to the 89th episode of Edu All-Stars. My name is Todd Nesloni, and you can find me on Twitter at TechNinjaTodd.
And my name is Chris Kessler. You can find me on Twitter at I am Kessler. I was about to say Edu All-Stars, but no, you can find me on Twitter at I am Kessler. And you can also tweet out using the Edu All-Stars hashtag. We love seeing those conversations during the show and hearing about things that stick out to you.
We are so excited about this week's guest. We have Terry Eicholtz, who is a teacher in San Antonio, Texas. She's been teaching gifted students for the last 14 years in K-5, and she is very active on social media and runs the extremely popular blog Engaging Their Minds. So thank you, Terry, for coming on with us today.
Thanks.
Well, Terry, the best place we always like to start with our guests is just hearing a little bit about their background and kind of how they ended up in education. So what's your story?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this, and seriously, I always wanted to be a teacher. Always. I mean, ever since I was little, I was teaching my stuffed animals, I was teaching my sister, I was teaching neighborhood kids. All the books that I loved to read, my favorite characters were the teachers in those books. So I never faltered. There were a few times that I thought that I might want to be a veterinarian or a lawyer or something like that, but it always came back to teaching. So it's never, I see people who kind of have faltered a little bit and have gone through different things and came to teaching kind of accidentally, but I always knew that's what I wanted to do. So.
Has it always been something you wanted to teach, like, elementary kids, or was it just like...
No. Actually, when I started, I thought I wanted to teach really young students. And when I went to school, the program that I went through actually let me be with fifth graders for 6 weeks and then with second graders for 6 weeks. And when I went through that, I always thought I really wanted to do the primary kids. And when I did that, I really realized that I love the upper grades. So I actually ended up teaching fifth grade when I got my first job. It was fifth grade, and I loved it. Those kids understand the jokes, they understand the sarcasm, they're really into it, and so I'm always going to have a really special place for fifth graders, just because they're really, like I said, they understand the jokes, and they're enthusiastic about learning, but I feel like I get them, so. Yep.
I totally see it. I taught sixth graders and eighth graders, and there's just a huge difference between the two.
Yeah.
Pros with both groups, though. Yeah.
Yes.
So what draws you to working with the gifted students?
I was actually ready to quit teaching after 8 years of teaching fifth grade. You still there?
Yeah, we're there.
Okay.
Yes.
After 8 years of teaching fifth grade, I was very burned out. And the GT teacher that was at the school that I was at said, you need to teach gifted. You need to teach gifted. And a gifted position came up, and I applied for it, thinking that I really was going to get out of education. And I actually got the job and thought, wow, I really love this, because with gifted education, there aren't TEKS, there aren't STAR tests. You have a lot more freedom with gifted education. So I have been in it for actually 16 years, which is really scary. But every year is different, and I love it. So
when did you begin to get connected on social media?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I kept going to ISTE and TCAA, all these different conferences, and everybody kept talking about Twitter. And I kept thinking, you know, I don't want to do Twitter. What is it? I don't need another. I never done Facebook, so I really had no need for doing Twitter. And I think it was Codable. Codable one day said, hey, we're doing a Kids Can Code chat. Do you want to do this? And I thought, well, okay, but it's in the middle of the day, and I have my students at that time. And Codable said, no problem. We'll let the students participate in the chat. And so I went ahead and did it, and I realized the power of social media. My kids were so excited about really getting in touch with other people in social media, just globally, and just doing that Kids Can Code chat was very, very helpful for me. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I thought, well, and Gretchen, who was the person in charge of the Kids Can Code chat, was very helpful in giving an outline of how you participate in a chat. And so once I did that, I thought, this is so easy. And every chat that I did after that was just amazing. All of the different resources that you can get from chats. I am very much somebody who is an advocate for chats. That is absolutely, to me, the best way to get resources for teaching.
How did your blog Engaging Their Minds come about? And what made you wanted to start working on that?
Well, I was actually doing a personal blog at the time, and I kept finding things that I really wanted to share with other people professionally. Just links that I found and different resources that I thought were really interesting. And so I asked the principal that I had at the time, what would be a good name for a blog? And so I gave him like five different things, and he said Engage Their Minds. And so I started doing that, and every day I just started sharing a resource. And Free Tech for Technology, Richard Byrne, was really my inspiration. Just giving a very short blurb about something you can use for education, I think, was really what I wanted to do, and just share with people different things that you can do as a teacher to keep the kids engaged in learning. So that was really what I wanted to do.
So a lot of people like to say that they don't have time to blog, or they don't have time to get on social media. How do you make time for it in your hectic schedule?
For me, it's something that is not a time thing. It's a have-to thing. I mean, I really feel the need to share. When I see a link or a resource or something that's really exciting, I want to share it with everybody. So I just want people to know this is out there. So to me, it's not a time thing. It is really something that is what I need to do. I need to share it with people and let people know that this is there for them.
Sorry about that. I was still muted. What do you love most about using technology in your classroom?
Oh my gosh. The kids get so excited about everything we do in technology. Because of my blog, we have had the opportunity to beta test a lot of things. And so the students are really excited to be like kind of on the edge of figuring out what's good for education. So I love technology, figuring out how students can use it to reach their potential. And not every kid is a technology kid. So every activity that I give the kids, I always give them the choice. Do you want to use technology for this, or do you want to use a poster, or do you want to draw something? I mean, to me, technology can enhance the potential of the kids and their talents, but it's not something that is a requirement. It is something that they could use, and they should know that it's something that they could use, but not every kid wants to do it. I mean, some kids are really more comfortable with being, you know, taking a poster board and drawing pictures. So that's fine with me. I am all about choice in my classroom. So
If you had to pick a tech tool that your kids are currently like super excited about, what would that be?
Oh, robots. Totally. Oh, cool. Robots. Oh, cool. We have Dash and Dot in my classroom. My first graders are in love with Dash and Dot. We have Edison. We have Ozobot. We have all kinds of different robots that do different things depending on the programming. So programming is really a big thing with my students, and I love that because there's logic and there's problem solving, there's creativity in programming. So I think it's a really good thing for all of the kids to experience.
So Terry, who would you say inspired you the most as you were becoming who you are today?
Oh, wow. There's two. Okay. The books that I read, every character that I really admired was a teacher. And then the teachers in my real life really inspired me. But the irony of that is when I was a senior and I told my teachers that I wanted to be a teacher, a lot of them were very upset about that. And it was interesting to me because I kept telling them, well, you're the person who made me want to be a teacher. But a lot of them felt like teaching is a hard profession and they didn't want me to pursue that. So, but all of the teachers that I had all through my career were very encouraging and very loving, and everything that I do in teaching today is because of them. I mean, I had this amazing teacher in high school who, she had me in algebra and geometry. And she would always say, she would teach a lesson and she would say, okay, I can see, Terry, that you don't understand what we're learning. And she would always explain why. And that's, to me, the most important thing to my students. When they learn something, I think they need to know why. I don't think they need to know just the algorithm or just the formula. They need to know why it is like that, and she is the one who inspired me to do that. So,
What about something you're reading right now, education related or otherwise? Maybe even a blog.
Okay, I just want to say, Girl on the Train, amazing. So not education related, but very suspenseful. And then education related, The Fearless Classroom. I saw the Edu All Stars broadcast about Jolie Barker, and I thought, well, I'm going to order that book, and it is amazing. I mean, she is fantastic, and I really, really would love to have a classroom based on that. I would love my daughter to go in. Are we still there?
Yeah, we're there.
Okay.
Let's just start over. The last I heard was I would love my daughter to do something.
Yeah, that's where I left too.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said The Girl on the Train, and I also said The Fearless Classroom by Jolie Barker. I would like any child to experience Jolie Barker's classroom. Exactly. I mean, it is amazing that she does those stations and the curiosity, and I really love that idea. So that's what I'm reading right now.
Well, Terry, when you're having a really rough day, what do you kind of do to bring everything back to center?
My daughter really laughs at this. So I sit in, we have this big, like, love seat chair, and my bulldog, as soon as I get in the chair, my bulldog runs into the chair, and I play Sudoku, and I watch The Big Bang Theory. And that is seriously the way I center myself. It really makes me feel like, okay, everything's okay, and that's my way to center myself.
What's one of the biggest things you've learned over the last year?
I think collaboration. I really think collaboration with other people. When I first started teaching, I thought I knew everything. I really did. I went to a school where education was very important, and I felt like I knew what needed to happen. And I think over the 24 years that I've been teaching that I have learned that you need to ask other people for their advice and for their information, and collaboration has been the biggest thing that I have learned in the last few years. It's really, really helpful to get other people's advice and find out what they think is the most important thing. I just, Twitter and all of the social media has been so helpful to me. Right. So that has been the most important thing.
What do you see as the biggest challenge in your job right now?
I think there's really a fine line between you want kids to struggle, but you don't want them. It's hard for a teacher because you want them to problem solve, but you don't want them to feel like they're really, no one's helping them. So you watch them struggle, and there's always this hard part where you're like, okay, I want them to figure out what to do, but I don't know when I'm going to help them. So that's the hardest thing for me. I really, really think the most important thing for our kids today to know is how to problem solve. And it's really hard to sit there and watch them struggle. But it's very rewarding to see them when they figure something out. And they think, I figured this out all on my own. I didn't need any help. But for a teacher to stand back and say, you know, I'm not going to help you with this, is really hard.
Yeah.
If you could go back and see yourself as a first-year teacher, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say the same thing I said before, is collaboration. I mean, I think the first year that I was a teacher, I think I really thought I knew what was what. And I think that I really felt idealistic, and I didn't want to take anybody's advice. And I think as a first-year teacher, we need to meet with other people. We need to talk to other people and say, you know, okay, I want to do this. Do you think this is going to work? I was very isolated as a first-year teacher. So my advice would be to first-year teachers is just take other people's advice. Don't mm-hmm. sit there and think you know everything.
Right.
It's hard because there are some very experienced teachers who are very negative, and I don't think you should fall into that, but there are some people in between who really know, you know, this is good to do and this is not. So
yep. Well, Terry, one of the questions that we always like to end on with our guests is, what is something that you're really passionate about right now?
I am so passionate about makerspaces. We are doing a makerspace at our school, which is called Boss HQ, and my students name that. It's Building of Super Stuff Headquarters, and I love the idea that kids can be creative and do different things. So I love seeing, I'm very passionate about giving students their potential and seeing what they can do as any kind of student. I mean, I teach gifted students, but I also have a robotics club and a maker club, and I really enjoy working with other students and seeing all the different creative ways that they can create things. And I think that's really the wave of the future, is creating. And I don't think a lot of people see that because of all the testing and all the standardization. And I really think with makerspaces, you're going to see a lot more of that.
How can listeners connect with you, Terry?
Okay, I am at engagetheirminds.com. That's my blog. And then my Twitter is at Terry Eicholtz, and it's TerreiCholz. And you can also email me at engagetheirminds.com. So Gmail, engagetheirminds.com.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for spending your Sunday evening with us. Really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with us, you can find us on EduAllStars HQ. You can also join us at the website eduallstars.com or search us out on iTunes using no spaces, EduAllStars.
And join us for our next episode as we interview Alice Keeler. Thanks Woo-hoo! Again, Terry, for coming on. Thanks again, Terry. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.